I'm Einar of the Twin River Guard. I'm the Seneschal, effectively the Secretary of the Twin River Guard. It's a historical reenactment. We're basically we're based between 875 and 1600s. So basically we work focus on European medieval history from the Vikings through medieval period. I'm basically wearing a early to mid-modern medieval outfit, shirt, early pants and a long-tailed hood with a double wrap 13th century belt, which I made as well. Well, we're reenactors, so we dress up. I mean, everyone who does sports dresses in their uniform. We dress up in a variety of uniforms that can span, you know, 8 centuries, effectively. Our sporting equipment are weapons, which we use, obviously, to fight and combat with. And we live the life. We try and live the life. So during the camping weekends, within the bounds of the law and what we can achieve within our group, we stay as close to what the guys in those days try to live with. You know, so we cook our own food. Obviously, we don't go killing our own animals. That's kind of illegal these days. The feast at the Hampton Arms camping weekend, where we set up a pile of games. A lot of people think that Pass the Parcel is a kid's game. It actually started out in medieval times as a game played at feasts, where when you opened it up, you would not only get nice little presents, but you'd also get fines. And those fines could be things like you'd have to sing or tell a story. Or in the case of what we did, you'd go in the stock. All in all, good fun, good company. Plenty of drink, revelry and games like that.
My name's Sigan Inliosa, and I was wife. Well, right now I'm beading. The beading came from the Viking style, which they wear brooches on their dresses. We do try and stay as authentic as possible. I mean, in the stitching styles and that we try and stay with linen or 100% cottons.
Part of the process, we do chainmail work, we do leather work, stitching, that sort of thing as well. So we make a lot of our own garments. We've tried to diversify, we've tried to keep it so that we've got a family orientated. We've actually got more female members than we've got male members, which helps. It's very unusual in a medieval group in that regard as well, but it helps to keep a fairly tight-knit group. Oh, look, we're a small group. We're always looking for more members. If you've got an interest in medieval history, if you're at a loose end and you want to get into something, you don't have to combat, you don't have to do archery. If you're interested in sewing or cooking, just the social aspect and, as someone's just said, even the odd drink. I'm not averse to that either. So, you know, we just have a hell of a lot of fun together.